interesting movement in the psalm and in the gospel today. Psalm 116 is a psalm of thanksgiving, but it is not traditionally structured as such. And in fact, what the psalm does is it moves back and forth between joy and death. So there's joy, I love the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication. Because he has inclined his ear to me whenever I called upon him. There's that sense of joy that God has listened and came to my rescue, right? So that, and that's the way people's relationship with God starts, right? Is a bringing together of thanksgiving and thanksgiving for being rescued and joy at realizing that God pays attention to you. And then the very next verse, the cords of death entangled me, grave, you know, grief, sorrow. Then the happiness of I called upon the name of the Lord, who is gracious and full of compassion. And at verse 5, I was brought very low, but he helped me. Turn again to your rest. The Lord has treated you well. And then, but he rescued me from death. There's death again. Death shows up a lot in this psalm. I will seek the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. So we go back and forth between joy, thanksgiving, life, death, stumbling, falling, grief. We move back and forth between the two. And as you read through the psalm, what happens is that the sense of being connected to God or related to God relativizes everything else, even life and death itself. And that's the interesting move here, I think. I think the same thing is true with the covering and the uncovering and the beware of the one who has authority to cast into hell, but you are of more value than many sparrows and God knows all of them. And there's this movement back and forth again, right? And my friends in organizational development talk about the fact that there are two things that organizations deal with. Values and circumstances. I think that's fascinating, really. I think that's really fascinating. Values and circumstances. So is the issue we're discussing one of our core values, about one of our core values? Then we know how to act, because they're our core values. If it's not one of our core values, it's a circumstance, and we can send somebody to go deal with it. And don't waste time dithering over circumstances. Pay attention to your values. The values relativize the circumstances. That's kind of what's going on here. The relationship to God, which is the core value, relativizes all the other circumstances, including, isn't this fascinating, life and death themselves. Mazzicchi, catechist, grew up formed by the Society of St. John the Evangelist, that venerable Anglican monastic order, one of our healthiest and strongest. He goes with his bishop to Mashonaland, to be a catechist and to teach people about the faith and to bring people into Christianity. And it's really interesting how he was able to do that with great effectiveness. He built relationships with people. He built relationships with leaders. He did startling things, certainly, like cutting down some of the sacred grove of trees to build his mission. A little confrontational, you might even say. But he did so with the permission of the local leaders. And putting crosses on trees startled people, but it also got their attention. And he held all of that stuff, in a way, lightly. He held all of it lightly, because what was the thing that relativized all other things was his relationship to God and his people. So that when black African nationalists said, "We're coming through and we're killing all the folks who work for the white invading governments," even though that wasn't the case with Mazzucchi, he was treated that way because missionaries were looked on with suspicion as agents of colonizing forces. Some of that was our fault as Anglicans. And he ends up being martyred. And it's so interesting to me that the church chose that psalm and that gospel, that they chose this story, these gospel stories, that biblical stories that help us to recognize how radically all things can be held lightly, how much we can be non-attached to so much, because we're attached to God. That Christ brings us into that divine relationship we talked about just on Trinity Sunday, last Sunday. And that relationship relativizes all the rest of the stuff and sets us free. And that's ultimately what Mazzucchi was. He was free because of his love for God in Christ.